Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. My name is Shawn Marie Torrey, and I am a creative business strategist and a champion for women, and I am so happy to be your host for today's show, Business is Personal. And our leading lady today is a very dear friend of mine, Jenny Doe. Jenny is the owner of Studio Crescendo. She is an artist. She is an activist, a teacher, a badass ukulele player, and a black belt knitter. And I could go on and on. But let me just say, Jenny Doe, welcome to the show today. I'm so happy to have you.
Well, thank you very much. I am thrilled to be here with you. Thanks for inviting me, Shawn Marie.
You are so welcome. I am super excited about today's show. And Jenny and I are talking about creating a buzz and what the secret is and how to be irresistible and what does that even mean. So what I'd love to do, Jenny, is just jump right into this idea, this notion about creating a buzz, and especially in today's market and reality TV and the Kardashians and, you know, as artists and entrepreneurs and professionals and women out in the world doing this work we love, it can feel daunting and we can feel small and insignificant. So talk to me about what your experience is when it comes to creating a buzz, and what do you think that takes?
Yeah, well, it's a great topic, and I find the topic really interesting, and I've talked about that with various people along the way on my own journey. And I guess the thing from my perspective is that you create a buzz by not thinking about creating a buzz, or that the buzz becomes a byproduct of the work, the hard work that you're doing, preceded by sort of this, I think, self-actualization, really answering the question of who am I, what, and what do I want to do, what is my life's work, right? So in my personal situation, I would say that I am an artist, and for the most part, I feel like I want to express myself through paint. Like I want to move paint around in a way that I feel like I can express what is in my heart. And it might sound kind of basic, and it might sound a little bit not flashy to say it's as basic as that, but I would say the answer to how to create a buzz is to not think about that and simply think about who I am and what am I wanting to do, and to do that with all sincerity for a long time. I feel like, you know, do I have the patience to really do that work for every day, for every week, every month, every year, and year, and year, and year? And if so, I feel like, and if I'm doing that from a real honest place, I feel like naturally what's happened is somebody, a bystander, will say, oh my gosh, I really like what you did there. Tell me about it. Okay, so then I say, well, I've made that painting when I was feeling this, and I felt that, and I did that. And so then another person joins in and says, oh, and I love it too, blah, 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 blah. And so lo and behold, that's the way it has happened for me, which is that I just put myself and my work, I release it out into the universe, And people who connect with it have connected with it, and when they ask, there's a sincere answer rather than a formulaic, gimmicky answer, but simply to say, this is me, man. This is how I feel. And I guess that, to me, is the answer of how buzz I have seen get created.
Okay. So I think one of the things that you're talking about, this idea of not having a canned response, of not having a script, of just really telling it like it is and speaking the truth, it is scary for some people. And specifically for businesses. I mean, let's just, you know, we're not going to go down a political rabbit hole this morning, although you and I certainly could. Let's talk about risk and reward. So let's talk about it from the perspective of whether, and our listeners, Jenny, are professional corporate women who are just, you know, knocking it out of the park in their profession, and entrepreneurs and everything in between. So let's talk about the risk of telling the truth, of putting it out there. If we have listeners this morning that are working for a company, how do you suggest that they potentially navigate that space where they're putting something out there, or there is an expectation from the company? Do you feel that there is still room for them to practice exactly what we're talking about, this idea of being authentic and coming from a place of real honesty and not holding back, you know, even if it's in conversation with a colleague or potentially their higher ups? Like, do you have any feedback for how to navigate that? And if it's an entrepreneur, just the fear of the risk.
Yeah. Well, I think that there's different because I do a lot of a little bit of this, a little bit of that. So I have this publishing background that has segued into part of my business, which includes making books, right? So I work with publishers to create books, and so that's part of my business. The other part of my business, as you mentioned, is that I own and operate an art studio in the city of Santa Ana, and so that's a different part of my business where I host workshops, where I teach workshops, where I sell art, and so on and so forth. And then there's the art, right? I mean, the daily practice of putting paint onto canvas. I mean, so those are three different, very different types of hats that I put on. So when I have my publishing hat on, I certainly know that involves a publishing company, that involves, you know, contributing artists, and that certainly isn't the time or place for me to necessarily talk about whatever personal journey I'm on. I mean, for example, my latest book is about creative lettering for kids. That is just very, very clear on what the product needs to be, right? And the deadlines that need to be met, and just all the points that I have to hit successfully with the team that I'm working with to make sure that we deliver the product professionally and just we're clear on what the vision is. So I think that for businesses that have clarity on what the product is, they got to hit those marks. And they what are the deadlines? What are the expectations? What is the vision that they are fulfilling? Are they delivering, you know, a product that is intended to help kids get excited with, you know, making letters? If so, I don't think that is where I spew out other parts of what is very important to me. So I don't know if that helps your question, but I think that I've known certain categories within the larger umbrella of what my life is about, and to make sure that I know what my skill sets are and to deliver that on time, so that the reputation I have is that, yes, Jenny is a good packaging company to go to ask her to produce a book on this topic, that the team is smart, skilled, professional, on time, so on and so forth. So I think that all businesses need to know that and deliver on that. Now, I guess the part where I just led with the being truthful to who you are, I think that speaks more to my the production of my art, which is for anybody that is wanting to be a person that creates a business from their art. That's a whole different animal, I think, because I've seen art that just simply doesn't touch me because it's not, from my perspective or my experience, saying anything specific to that person's journey. I am interested in learning about stories, and I'm interested in art that exposes that. And so I guess the advice I have for human beings who want to create art and then add a business of art component to that art, that is, I think, where the first part of what I said is so important, which is to express your art with complete clarity and sincerity of who you are, or else, in my opinion, it's just not going to resonate and connect and create that sort of buzz that is organic to real sincere art making.
I love that, Jenny. And I think there's so much subjectiveness that goes into how people experience or literature or life or business or who
right.
they want to do business with and who they don't want to do business with. And what I love on such a deep level about what you're saying is this component of sincerity. And so what I'm really taking from it, you know, working with both entrepreneurs and creatives, as well as, you know, professionals and women in the corporate arena, is that it is as much about sincerity as it is about the truthfulness.
Yes.
And I think, you know, like listening to what you're saying, you know, you might have one conversation with regards to your art and have a completely different conversations with parents who are, you know, purchasing books that are going to, you know, or teachers, you know, who want to help kids with lettering. But the bottom line with you that I know is absolutely an undeniable truth is that you are sincere. And I think that that is a powerful, powerful component. And I think that internally for, you know, our listeners that are in a more structured environment, a more corporate environment, I think that they do have the ability to create a buzz and make a buzz, even if it is in conversations with colleagues or the higher ups or people that, you know, dictate, you know, the actions that they can or cannot make or take. But I think on that note as well, I think it's important that that women listen to what is that thread of sincerity for us and, you know, and what is it that we are really craving?
Yes.
And I know, and I know, Jenny, you crave personally, you know, being an agent of change in the world. And I know that you do that with your art. And I'm so grateful to you for that. And with regards to today's topic, you know, about creating a buzz and being irresistible, that's an important thing, right? Please.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I agree. That is an important thing, and the word irresistible is so important, and it ties in so much with sincerity. And I think probably for your listeners who are in a more structured environment, and they are facing the challenge of putting forth the product or service of their business, and I'm sure there's competitors that you know, in this free market, that how do you compete and how do you stand apart? And which reminds me, you know, so I make, as I mentioned, book publishing, book packaging from my house, working with publishers is part of my business. So how I got into understanding publishing is that I was in magazine publishing for 6 years and worked with editors and graphic designers and such. And, you know, I remember talking with the editorial team, and there were some who got it right away of how you're going to make the magazine that you are managing successful. And there would be editors who knew what they needed to do, which is what I would preach, which is you need to go and make yourself irresistible to the artists, not to the person you report to in the office, you know, your boss, but to the artist, because ultimately if the artists don't fall in love with you and don't trust you and don't, therefore don't send in their work to you to handle and care for and publish, then your magazine will have no content and you will probably be out of a job. And so so what comes first, your ability to type 100 words a minute or your ability to use proofreader's marks or all of these other skill sets, or are you going to sit there with all those journalism skill sets and no content? I mean, what does come first? And I guess from my perspective is typing and editing, all of those things. It, of course, it's wonderful to have those skills, but let's say that you need to brush up on that. I think that's secondary to, can you get content? Can you get the true bosses, which are the artists, to fall in love with you and not your competing magazine, the competing editor, but you, and to get that content into the office. And then we have not only content, we have a magazine. And I mean, that was just sort of the formula that I would preach. And there was an artist or an editor that I, you know, had some difficulty with who said, and I had asked her, I said, you're running a jewelry magazine and I don't see any jewelry coming in. What's up? What's happening? And her response in defense was, well, all of my submission guidelines and themes and everything, they're posted on the website. And I said, posted on the website? What are the calls that you're making? Are you going to, you know, artist openings? Are you making a relationship happen so that they find you endearing? And, oh, my gosh, she's going to take good care of my jewelry, and she loves the bracelet I made, and therefore I'm going to send it into her. None of that activity, if you don't do any of that activity, then I don't care if your website has, you know, the most well-written content with the most important links, you know, all the bells and whistles. The personality, the sincerity, the relationship, the irresistibility, that cannot be replaced by any technical, you know, bells or whistles. I mean, it has to be the human element that goes out and just makes the case with all sincerity that they are connected with you. Don't you agree?
I do. And I think you just took us to church, my friend. So I do agree, Jenny. And, you know, in an effort to be, you know, sincere, which you know me to be that, definitely, Jenny, I find you irresistible. I do. And I do. I truly, like, you have no idea what a treat it is for me to have you on our show today. And I find your sincerity and your truth and your art and your teaching ability to be irresistible. And the thing that I think is so magical about you, Jenny, and I hope that our listeners will take a minute to reach out to you and connect with you if any of this is resonating with them. But it is that you are truly that way, that it is not a motive to drive business. It is not a cliche or, you know, it's not a marketing tactic. Like you take the risk. And I want to say too, I think being sincere can feel risky.
Yes.
Because it is our truth, and it is a place of being vulnerable and exposed, and you know, knowing that it may not resonate with everyone, or, you know, because there's so many tactics when it comes to business and marketing and strategies, and so I love this idea of this fierce, tender sincerity, and I think that you bring that, Jenny, and as a teacher and as someone who hosts other professionals and artists to come into your space and to also teach, and the publishing work that you do and your work as an activist. And I think you're phenomenal. And I would love it if you would share with our listeners what is the best way to reach you if they want to find out about how to study with you or more about your publishing or where can they learn more about you, Jenny?
Well, thank you for that opportunity. I would say if a person were to type in jennydoh.com, jennydoh.com, that's going to take you to my paintings. And that's a good place to start. And then if you click on a tab that says about the artist, then it's going to give you links to my other website, which is crescendo.com, crescendoh.com, that has all the other details of how to, you know, paint with me or how to do other things with me. And so those would be the main thing. But if you just remembered jennydoh.com, it'll get you to all the details.
Perfect. Thank you so much for that. And to our listeners, seriously, Jenny is a phenomenal teacher, and I cannot and a great conversationalist. So I hope you will definitely check her out. But Jenny,
well, it takes a good conversationalist to know a good conversationalist. So I appreciate that, and also. It takes a good listener to recognize that. So I appreciate your ability to listen and be in the moment with me.
It's my pleasure, my friend, really. Thank you. And I know one of the things that happened to you, Jenny, and I think it is because you are fearless, even though there may be, moments of trepidation, which you may or may not have, but I experience you as somebody that has a fearlessness about putting their work out into the world. Mm-hmm. And I know that you had a really incredible opportunity come up with the Getty Museum. And I would love if you would speak a little bit to how in the world did that happen? And if you would share that story with our listeners, I'd love it.
Sure. Yes. I mean, so my philosophy about anybody practicing whatever they're practicing, and in my case, art, now is the time. Today is the time. Right now is the time to release what you're practicing into the universe. Tomorrow is not the time. 10 years from now isn't the time when you feel like, or when I feel like I'm good enough to share my journey. The journey is never going to be good enough or perfect enough. So I always preach, people want to see the journey. They don't want to just see the big reveal. They want to see what got you to the big reveal. That's the story. Who wants to just see, there's the big reveal. Isn't she perfect? They want to see the journey of that painting or that poetry or where you got to where you got. I mean, I think that the sincere story of the struggle is very important, and it endears people to the work. But anyway, back to the Getty story. Just, I was practicing my painting as I always do, but I had gone to the Getty Museum with a couple of girlfriends. I had picked up a book about illustrated Japanese flowers because I really loved some of the colors in there. I wanted the colors to influence some of my paintings, and so I brought it home, and I'm just like, let's do it right now. And so, like, the day after, I made a painting inspired by a particular colorway in one of the illustrations of that book. And so, like I always do, I released that process into the universe, and I tagged the Getty and said, look at this painting I made inspired by this book I got at the Getty Museum. And whoever is running their social media got right on it and replied and said, we'd love for you to submit this story to our new thing that we're doing called Getty Inspired, and we'd like for you to talk about inspiration. And so I said, really? Okay. So I did. I got on the website and I found it, and I submitted my very, very few sentences about what I think about inspiration, which is basically, I said, inspiration is everywhere, and it is my job to take that inspiration and really put myself into whatever that is and not just replicate it, but to really make it my own. And so anyway, I submit that, and I learn that they notify me that they've accepted it, and it's on their website. And so we do a little happy dance in the house. Woohoo! I'm on the Getty website. And then what happened after that is I got a notification from the marketing department of the Getty saying that they really liked my work, and they would like my permission to use it on buses, on LA Metro buses, to advertise the Getty Museum. And so I thought, you're asking me for my permission for that? I'm like, given. I mean, given yesterday. Yes, yes, and yes. And so then I didn't know the timeline, how that would happen, until I learned that they also wanted to put the work on billboards. And so I'm like, woohoo, that sounds really great too. Happy Dance Again. And then I didn't know when it would actually be executed until my friend sent me a photo of the billboard with my painting and my name on a billboard in L.A. By the Getty Museum. And so then the bus, and then a magazine. And so it just all, like, all this love. And then, a blog feature, so on and so forth. So it was a year of the Getty where I got lots of love from the museum. But it all goes back to, I think, a real kernel of, Not a strategy of how am I going to get the Getty to notice me, and if I did this and that and that, this and that. No. Just plain sincerity. I love this book I got. It inspired this painting. Isn't it, I love it. That's it. I love it. Here it is. Here, universe. And then the universe wanted to respond, and it did the way it did. And so that's my story, and I just can't even believe it. And so my family and I went to Los Angeles when the billboard was up, and we took lots of photos, and it was really one of those like rock star moments.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.
Jenny, are you still there?